And now joining us in the studio is ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Let's talk about the audit. Where are we? Good news, bad news?
Expected news. The news right now, I don't know that anybody could say they're receiving good news. No unexpected, wonderful surprises. Fortunately, no unexpected, huge deficits that we weren't expecting. Looking at the audit and trying to put things into perspective for the community to let them know how the school is doing. There are several school districts throughout the state that, of course, are struggling significantly financially. I began my tenure as superintendent in July of 2009. Our 2009-08-09 fiscal year ended with revenues coming in from all sources of about $6.7 million into our general fund. At the end of this fiscal year, our total revenues coming into our general fund were $5.2 million. So you can see that we have had a drop of approximately $1.5 million into our general fund revenue. The district has been working so hard to make reductions, and that has made my tenure at the district very challenging. It is not fun to talk about reductions every single year. And our expenditure reductions in the general fund, just to assure the public that we are trying very, very hard to be fiscally responsible, have dropped from $6.1 million in the 2008-09 school year to $5.3 million in the 2010-11 school year, a drop of approximately $865,000. So we are trying very, very hard to be fiscally responsible. And again, cannot stress the thankfulness we have for our community support on the levy last year, because in all honesty, that is what is keeping us from making cuts that truly would significantly reduce the educational opportunities at ISD 166. We know that there are communities that did not pass their operating levies, and those school districts are at a point where they'll have to make significant reductions. For a long time, the phrase doing more with less was out there, and the phrase hasn't been said much. It's been kind of whispered that we're going to try to do the same with less. And visiting with the principal this morning, we're getting very, very close to the reality that we will have to do less with less. And we're trying very, very hard to not make further reductions in personnel. But when you are a school district, the vast majority of your funds go into personnel. It's very hard to make any significant reductions without impacting your personnel. And some folks will argue that our declining enrollment easily warrants the reductions. And in actuality, that just simply is not true. We are still a two-section high school. If we have 50 kids in a class or 45 kids in a class, we will have two English teachers or two sections of English. And the issue with that is that we've lost that revenue from those five kids not being there, but we're not going to put, or at least I hope we don't get to the point where we have to put 45 kids into an English class. We certainly are not at that point yet, but there are districts where that is. We are in a tough situation. We are looking at our unreserved fund balance, which is the money that we have available to do educational programming, for how we support our workers, supplies, etc. At the end of the 08-09 school year, we had an unreserved fund balance of approximately $1 million, just a little bit over that. Our fund balance is now down to $769,000, actually close to $770,000. Again, the misleading factor is that it is not money sitting in the bank. That's money that's on paper because, as many of us know, the state's been shifting funds. And to give the public a perspective, on cash in hand, the school district on June 30th, 2011, we had $62,000 or $62,966. That's the cash that we had available.
Now, when you set a fund balance, generally speaking, schools and other governments have some kind of resolution as to where below which you don't want to go?
Correct.
Are you at that point?
We've been below that for some time. We adopted what I believe is a very fiscally sound, responsible fund balance policy just before things really went south in educational funding. our current policy states that we should have a minimum of a 45-day fund balance, which in our current situation would be about $1.2 million.
Oh, you're pretty far below that.
And so we're at $770,000, which is approximately a 27 to 28-day fund balance. The school board in the spring of 2010 did recognize the fact we were below our fund balance policy and noted that due to the economy, they were comfortable going to, well, maybe not comfortable, but that they realized for educational purposes, we needed to go to temporarily override that fund balance policy and drop it to 30 days. Again, we came in at about 27 to 28 days. The current school board is going to have to decide, do we want to try to go back up to that 45? Are we going to try and stay around the 30 days? Are we going to say, okay, we're going to aim for 25 days? Where are we at with what we want to do? Because every time we go back up with a reduction in funding, it means that we're going to have to make reductions somewhere.
And it's contract time, and including yours.
Yep, it is. It is negotiations time, and obviously a very, very tough time given the situation that we're in. We did ratify the Teamster contract and really appreciate and want to give a shout out to that particular group and their efforts to work with the district regarding their contract negotiations. We truly appreciate their efforts at the school, the work that they do.
Tell us what particular positions are involved.
That would be it's our bus drivers. It is our maintenance custodial staff, our kitchen personnel, and our secretaries. And I really appreciate the work that they do and the efforts that they made in negotiations.
And we received notice that the negotiations are continuing between the school board and the Cook County Education Association, and first results sounded positive.
Yep, we made some good progress on some language items, which is great. So far, those negotiations have also been very amicable and working hard and trying to work together to come up with a contract that both sides are comfortable with. And again, recognizing the fact that in this economy, many people are not going to be able to be paid what they are worth. And in fact, my personal belief is that teachers will never be compensated at a level that they should be. I mean, this to me, it's the most important job that we have is to educate our children. And it would be nice if we lived in a society that compensated our educators at levels of our pro sports folks. But that's probably not a realistic
They're not looking for a stadium either.
Right,
and your contract is also up for negotiation?
Yes, and the board did vote 4-1 to extend a contract to me. What that means is that in the world of superintendencies, there is no tenure. Because of that, there are many school districts across the state, many superintendents in their contract have provisions that say, well, since I don't have the security of tenure, you need to inform me in a timely manner if you are not going to hire me back or you're not going to offer me a contract. And so the vote of 4-1 was simply, yes, we would like to offer you a contract. We still do not know at this time whether it is a full-time contract, a part-time contract, where the school board is at with that piece. And I would expect that perhaps December or hopefully for me at the latest January, I will know my situation with the district, whether that indeed that would be a part-time offer or a full-time offer.
And that'd be based upon some months of discussion as far as administrative reductions.
Correct.
Okay, we've been speaking with ISD 166 School Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Thank you for stopping by on a busy time.
You bet, Jay. Have a good day.